Chapter 11, Camp Kookooskoos. Camp Kookooskoos was on a small lake deep in the woods of Ontario. There were no summer cottages on the lake, no outboard motors, no roads with cars rushing by. It was a wilderness lake, just right for boys. Mr. Beaver left Sam and Louie at the end of a dirt road, and they finished their journey to camp by canoe. Sam sat in the stern and paddled. Louis stood in the bow and looked straight ahead. The camp consisted of a big log cabin where everybody ate, 7 tents where the boys and the counselors slept, a dock out front, and a privy out back. The woods closed in all around, but there was a bare spot that had been made into a tennis court, and there were plenty of canoes in which to take trips to other lakes. There were about 40 boys. When Sam's canoe grounded on the sandy beach next to the camp dock, Louis stepped ashore, wearing his slate, his chalk pencil, and his trumpet. About 20 boys rushed down to the landing to see what was going on. They could hardly believe their eyes. "Hey, look what's here," one of the boys yelled. "A bird," cried another. "Look at the size of him." Everybody crowded around Louis, wanting to get a close look at the new camper. Sam had to push some of the boys back to keep Louis from getting crushed. "Take it easy, will you?" Sam implored. That evening after supper, the director of the camp, Mr. Brickle, built a big campfire in front of the main lodge. The boys gathered around. They sang songs and toasted marshmallows and swatted mosquitoes. Sometimes you couldn't understand the words of a song because the boys sang with marshmallows in their mouths. Louis did not join the group. He stood by himself at a little distance.